is the Fan.
I would like to tell you about Marnie.
I like it.
Marnie Gellner.
Yeah.
The multi-talents of Marnie Gellner.
Good job, Marnie.
God bless Marnie.
Show me the
Marnie.
That's it, brother. What you got to yell last up?
Show me the
Marnie.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the
Marnie.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the
Marnie.
That's a banger.
Look at it.
Yeah, it is.
That's
Zach Halverson's best work. Thank you, Zach.
Did we not play Parrish's Open?
Finally did something.
Yeah, play Mark's. Yeah,
oh, hi, Mark.
Yep, there it is.
There it is.
Oh. Yep, thank you.
What's wrong with Mark?
Mine's way more exciting.
Hey, Marnes.
Hey, hi.
For a female perspective on this scandal, we turn to a woman.
Have you heard the
thank
scandal?
Thank you, Bird.
Have you heard the scandal?
I'm sorry. Can you give me more details?
You are the Betty White of the Midwest, so you have been invited to play Vinicials on Friday, right?
Oh, yes.
We started with Marnie and we worked backwards, right? Because you're a regular player anyway, so it's like, all right, it's all females. Let's start with Marnes. Marnes is in. Then we said, who else works on this show? Carly, Brianne until last week, because she moved to Alaska.
How about that?
We have Lisa Ann on every Thursday,
she
but she's via
Zoom. Morning show job in Alaska.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. So then
we texted Carly and said, hey, we're thinking about playing Vinicials on Friday. Your thoughts? And she's like, 100%, I'm in. Let's do it. So, all right, Marnes, check. Carly, check.
Yep.
Then it was like, all right, let's go back OG. Let's see what Amelia Santanello's up to. Let's see what, you know, like Alicia Lewis. Let's just try
Jana Shortle. She's not busy.
And then because she's got a newborn. And then we asked Alicia Lewis, we're like, hey, Gia Vang is done with work at the same time you are. Why don't you just bring your co-host over? So we were going outside of the building.
Yeah.
Then we asked Lee, and that may have been where we made the mistake, Marnie. We asked Lee Volzvik.
Why do you hate her so much?
I like Lee.
Oh.
So he came back inside the building.
And Lee said yes. So we're like, all right, Lee's locked in. And then when we found out Amelia couldn't, we found out that that Alicia couldn't, we found out that Gia couldn't, and then Saw says, well, what about Barb? Much like the Bill Murray movie. Hmm. And I said, Barb's fine. That's great.
Little B Barb?
Yeah, but I said, if we have Marnie, Carly, and Lee, I don't really want all four or five members of Vinicials to be in-house. Let's branch out. Let's get somebody outside of the building. We reached out to Elizabeth Reese, and she said yes. She played a couple months ago for the first time. And then Parrish's co-host at Bally Sports North, Audra Martin, who's never been on the show, let alone played Initials, and she said yes. So really, So really what it comes down to is Barb didn't get bumped for Elizabeth Reese or Audra. Really was down
she got
to
bumped
Lee.
Because you don't like her.
It was down to Lee. So if Elizabeth Reese and Audra Martin had not been able to do it, Tina from down the hall and Barb from down the hall, those two would have been the backups, but then all five of you would have been in-house people. We wanted to go out of house.
I understand.
I wanted to go out of house. Cross-pollination, as I like to say.
Anyway, I understand.
Sounds like we burned bridges.
I was...
Swedberg's pissed, too.
Yeah.
He tweeted out,
what?
Hashtag free Lil B. He thinks Lil B should have been invited as well. Should we kick Lee Volzvik out and invite Barb? I'm going to leave it up to you.
Well, you can't now.
I'm giving you the power to do so. Would you like to kick Lee out and swap?
Well, no, but...
Okay, then it's your fault, not mine.
Oh, okay, I'll take that. I just want you to know that Burb is my best friend and soulmate.
Yeah.
So I'm in favor of anything that gets her into my wheelhouse.
Well, Lee is my soulmate. What do you think of that?
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I would say I also love Lee Volzvik, and I have no... Yeah. I'm excited she's going to play the game.
And you're a co-worker with Audra. You have to cheer for Audra.
Audra and I were texting yesterday. Yes, and she said she's very excited and also terrified.
Yes, which is what Elizabeth Reese said a couple months ago when she played, and she got 0 points.
I did listen to that.
Yes.
And I, of that group of human beings, I have known Elizabeth Reese the longest.
Really?
Yes.
How
because so? She and I worked in Madison, Wisconsin at the same time. Before I got this job 19 years ago,
my prior job
was in Madison, before that Grand Forks, before that Bismarck. But I was at Madison at Channel 3, WISC TV, Informed, Involved, In Touch.
Ooh.
from 1999 to 2002, and she was at another WTMG. No, that's Milwaukee. She was at another station in Madison Milwaukee at the Wales. Same time, and that is how I knew her. We were not soups tight.
But you knew her.
But I knew her. Yep. And
you,
I listened.
You went to the same bars.
Correct. State Street on a Saturday night is where you could find me.
Yeah.
Plaza?
No.
No.
Terrace.
Okay, whatever. Fancy.
What's the Plaza?
Oh, the Plaza's the greatest.
It's a hotel in New York City.
Yeah.
Yes. That's where Kevin stayed, right?
Correct. Yeah, with his dad's credit card.
Yep.
Great film.
Get him, Kevin. Anyway,
you are the odds on favorite for the now controversial game.
I don't like because then there's. Then I can do nothing but disappoint. If I win, it's like, well, duh, gal, you're the only one who plays. You better win. And if I don't win, it's like, you can't even win with that group.
Can't even beat that group. But now it's controversial because we've pissed off people in the building. Right now, the bosses hate us. Common says we're all fraud. So really, we're just not a very well-liked show right now. We're having a bad week.
Show to a different radio station.
Yeah. Mm.
That's all I can
think of.
Well,
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you.
It's not going well for us.
Wait, why does Common think we're frauds?
I don't know. I wasn't really listening.
Yeah. I don't know.
Point is, you know, we just wanted to do something nice for ladies, right? This is a very sexist, you know, yoga pants and breasts, the whole bit. We talk about chicks a lot. So it's like, let's do something nice for the ladies. And then now somehow it's backfired.
I love the ladies.
We love ladies. But just trying to do something nice.
Yeah, ladies wail.
Maybe you heard me say this earlier, Marnie, but I asked Tina to make a pink logo for social media.
Mm-hmm.
And her response was, do you want me to add the butterflies and rainbows? And I said, that would be great. That'll save me time.
Yeah, he just
so
likes,
I don't think she liked that I asked for a pink logo. She made it for me because she's nice and she's a professional. But I don't think she loved the idea of the pink initials logo.
Selfish question.
Yes,
do
sir.
The points that I will accumulate in this game go towards my total?
1,000%.
Okay.
So is this initials game 392?
It sure is.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I should win, would it go into my total of the bet where Sauce has me against Parrish?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. A plus.
So there you go. That's okay.
Your Here's your How chance, you Marnie. It, Here's your chance, Marnie.
Are you more nervous?
Frankly, I have a chance every Friday, Mark. But I do understand.
How will Audra do? You guys both know her very well. Will Audra do well? I don't know her at all.
I think so. This game, though, it defies all logic. It's more difficult than you think it's going to be, and you think it's going to be difficult. Mm. So I have no idea. She's a smart girl. You'll love her personality.
Yes, she's awesome.
All right. But that's a
good group.
You.
It's a good group. Okay, I don't like
I'm
that.
I'm gonna put all the pressure on you, just like you know at O'Shaughnessy for the Ireland trip.
Yeah.
All the pressure is on Mars.
Wow. Yep, hit that first one and then
Christmas
die
card.
Quickly.
Christmas card place explodes and then just crickets the rest of the way.
What happened?
I thought the game was over.
Yeah, no, what happened? We didn't stop the count.
Yeah, what happened?
One and done.
One and
what
done.
What happened?
Nope, just done.
That still was super impressive. That was very good.
Mm.
Anyway,
thanks.
All right, time for the news.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey, presented by TrueStone Financial.
Thank you. Nominations for the SAG Awards are being revealed this morning. My luscious teats are up for three.
Okay.
Wow.
Awesome.
Genius.
Congratulations, buddy.
Go for it.
Wow. Congratulations.
Netflix is The Power of the Dog and the movie Belfast, which came out in September, is fantastic, are expected to easily make the lineup.
Hmm.
So we'll find
Hell
out more
yeah,
about
man.
That. Yeah. The Red Cross is pulling out all the stops in a desperate call for donors amid the historic blood shortage. Anyone who rolls up their sleeves this month will have a chance to win tickets to the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. Other prizes include entry to the official NFL tailgate and a $500 gift card for game day food.
Or, hear me out.
Yeah.
You could just feel good about donating blood.
There's that too.
Other prizes. I already said that. Anyway, there you go. So donate blood.
Do that.
Yes.
I'm not donating blood unless I have a one in a bazillion chance of winning Super Bowl tickets.
Man, you sound like everybody
strange,
doing it.
Incentive.
It is weird.
Then you've also got to get to Los Angeles and find a hotel and
right.
It's,
unless it's all, like, everything is included.
You know, I don't see you guys doing new blood drive.
I mean, I'm not saying that's what's going to keep me from it. I'm just saying, if you're trying to incentivize America, I would think, like,
we'd give away
we're
guns.
Giving $1,100 Visa gift cards or something.
Oh, boy.
Which would seem more...
And I don't have a lot of faith in humanity, but if you just said, look, we have a gigantic national shortage. We need as much blood as possible.
That's true.
Help out your neighbors.
That's true.
I can't see somebody going sitting on their couch going, I don't really care. I'm not that interested.
Yeah,
well, what if we give one of you out of the millions of people that donate a Super Bowl ticket? Where do I sign up? Yeah, now I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm in, man.
I don't understand probability. I'll donate blood.
God, you're a D sometimes. They're just trying to do something nice. Who cares? They're trying to get people in line, whatever it takes.
My point is just donate blood. Be nice and just donate.
No, we can't because you're always first in line. I'm sure you'll be there. That's why you missed our meeting yesterday. You went straight to the blood drive.
Oh, dang.
I'm actually a terrible candidate for that because I'm going to pass out and they're not going to trust my blood.
But we should do it right now.
Do you think there's a shortage because of COVID? Is that the connection?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. And people don't want Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't sign up.
Excuse me.
You're excused, babe.
Thank you.
I'm not going to go donate blood and then watch the Packers win.
That's not going to happen. They're not going to make it.
It might.
Last year was a struggle for many companies, but for Rolls-Royce, 2021 was a very good year. Paris, you know some rich folks. You ever know anybody that owned a Rolls Royce? I have not.
I do.
I would like to sit in one.
I know somebody who does.
Do you really? Like a really?
Can you say their name?
Yeah, the GOAT.
Somebody used to play in professional football?
No.
Oh.
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh. Okay.
I would.
I once saw.
Marty Davis has probably got one.
My buddy Jake might have one.
Jake's probably got one.
Jake
yeah.
may have one.
From State Farm?
The guy with the Porsche, he might have one.
What were you saying?
After a Timberwolves game, I saw Latrell Sprewell in the back seat of a Rolls Royce. Wow. Like, I don't know where he was headed, but it was at a stoplight, and I was walking across the street, so I saw him clearly.
Yeah.
We exchanged waves, but there was a curtain on the window. Like he clearly pulled the curtain back and waved, and then pulled the curtain forward. That's how fancy the car was.
No kidding. The British ultra-luxury car brand set a global sales record. It delivered just under 5,600 vehicles, a 49% increase over 2020.
Oh, wow. Doesn't sound like a lot, but to your point,
that's
how much they cost.
So expensive. Yeah. It doesn't sound like a lot of cars worldwide, but maybe it is.
It says here that Rolls-Royce gave away Super Bowl tickets.
No way.
Yeah, that'll incentivize rich people. I guess I'll buy the car now.
I wonder how much a really cool Rolls-Royce is because they... Probably, just saying the words makes me
I would think they'd get
$500,000, but I don't know.
It's at least that, I would think. I mean, they're crazy.
Gosh, these are cool.
They can probably
cars.
Be up over a million.
But I could buy like 15 trucks for just one of these.
There's a new one called the Rolls-Royce Ghost.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah,
you saw it in your apartment the other day.
Oh. Yeah, they're cool, man. I should get one.
Do you think we even have a Rolls-Royce dealership in the Twin Cities?
He says I should get one.
You really should.
What's
look
the
at
price
that car.
Suicide doors.
Yeah, man.
Boy, it doesn't say on here how much. I should just type in.
You
how
can't
much.
Even. I don't even think it has
how
the price
much
on it.
For a
yeah, because people that are looking at Rolls Royces, the price
care,
doesn't
right?
matter.
Ghost.
But I would have said, like, I would have said 100,000, but apparently.
$311,900.
That's not too bad at all.
But don't they also make.
Man, look at that.
They also make the engines for airplanes. A lot of the engines and airplanes are Rolls-Royce.
That is exactly correct. You are correct, sir.
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Hey, Hawk.
311.
Hey, Hawk.
Yes, sir.
The closest would be Illinois, Northbrook, Illinois.
So outside of Chicago.
So if you want me to run down and get you one, let me know.
Nah, it's okay. I literally, so for $311,000, I could buy...
311.
Wait a minute.
I could buy six
Jeeps. They get 19 miles to the gallon? Ugh. Is that bad? Man,
what a sentence. We just took a roller coaster ride with you on that
one. Yeah, we did.
Well, why don't you yell at me?
311.
No, I don't need one.
This is
I'm over
car.
Here just trying to get the crack in my windshield fixed that's been there for
Dude, too same. Same.
Zach's been working on the crack in his
It hasn't crept to the driver's side yet, though. It's only on the passenger side, so it doesn't really affect me.
Yeah.
I took an icicle to the windshield, and it just went from one side to the other.
Oh, that you got to get that fixed.
I know.
You got to get that frozen.
Well, what's the worst that could happen? Well, it won't, like, shatter, like, while I'm driving, will it?
Shadoobie.
Yeah, great point.
The, man, like, crumble into your lap shatter?
Well, like, yeah, like, while I'm driving, all of a sudden, like, this just explode down. Yeah.
No, Zach.
I mean, if it gets cold enough, yeah, yes. You're going to want to wear protective eyewear.
Gosh.
While driving.
Well, and in other places. I guess I could just replace my windshield. But.
I was thinking the other day, if I was real rich, like, real rich, one thing I would like to have on my property is a car wash. Throughout the winter, daily.
Well,
never closed, never frozen car wash. Think about it. Think about what your car looks like in the winter.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
daily car wash yeah. on your property. It'd and then great. Some guy named Smitty to dry it off.
Smitty,
Can't be that hard to have a car wash.
Right? I inherited one. My grandfather passed away and gave me one.
Wait, did you know this story? Didn't
your
other...
On your property?
No, it wasn't on my property.
That is different.
I would build my house. This was like on early 90s.
Early 90s, my grandpa passed away in.
It was in debt, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was exactly $50,000 in debt, and we had exactly 2 weeks to pay it off. And the first 6 or 7 days, I think we washed like 3 cars, maybe. Yeah. We were in huge trouble. I thought it was over. But.
Yeah. And then what?
Didn't your dad's dad leave you one as well?
Yeah, like a year or two later.
Yeah.
Same thing happened.
Wow. Do you still have them?
Too, exactly to the dime, a $50,000 debt.
Do you still have them?
You must have lost it, right? I mean.
Oh, no. Business was booming. Yeah, we filmed
what
it.
What happened?
We filmed it.
What's Shane?
We put it on Cinemax. It went really, really well. Everything's all good.
I knew there was something I was missing on this story, and it all comes back to some sort of porn.
Yeah, a bikini car wash.
That's going to be the next lighter. That's for sure.
It does.
All right, with Marty Gellner and Mark Parrish. Rosie joins in like 15 minutes. I don't know if you guys heard, but he went bowling this week. Here's Chris Hockey.
Thank you so much. You did. I was with him, and you know what? I was able to go ahead and just buy our drinks, and I said, just put it on this card. Because, you know what? I got a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Yeah, did you run up a big old credit card bill over the holidays? I get it. Those interest rates are going to hurt. So lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better I mean, maybe you can get a better loan experience as well, but a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees, even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Think about it. Go from, I went from 4 payments to 1 payment, much lower interest rate, just saving money. Can't believe it. It's just great. All the worry, all that's gone. Special interest rate discount just for listening to the Power Trip by going to lightstream.com/hockey. That's my last name. LIGHTSTREAM. Lightstream.com/hockey. Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/hockey for more information.
And the fan.
Hey, the fan. It's trying to put a grand in your hand with our national cash contest. Just go to kfan.com and enter the keyword hope. That's hope. kfan.com. Good luck.
That's terrific.
Boy, that's a great read.
That's
Zach.
A wonderful keyword.
That's a great read.
Yeah, nailed it.
Thank you.
No, I'm not kidding you. I've heard you read things. I mean, even back in the days when I wasn't sure you could read.
Thank you,
I've not
Hawk.
Heard you read like that before, buddy.
I'm a really good reader.
That's what I've been told now. That's what I've been told.
I'm a really good reader. Sound like a third grader.
Yeah, we're proud of you, Zach. Yeah.
Thank you.
You like John Party, Marty
Gellner? Is he Dirt on My Boots? Get a little that's dirt private. On my boots.
That seems kind of rude.
Yeah, that's private.
Yes, he's Dirt on My Boots.
Hey.
Yeah.
Dirt on your what? Don't stop the party.
Who doesn't think about Brian Dozier's walk-up song when you hear this?
Who the hell is Brian Dozier?
He's Bulldozer's brother.
Is he one of the news guys?
Just trying to get paid. Been
hotter than 100 suns. You think we could talk any twin, if they ever play baseball again, into using the distance or waiting and watching as
well. Why don't we play it? Or the chainsaw song.
Yeah, that's
one. Eduardo Escobar. Eduardo Escobar for a while used, "You're the one that I'm on. You are the one I'm on."
Oh, great song. Yeah.
Great point.
I love that
song. So a lot of people could be talked into a lot of things.
That's what I've been trying to do my whole life.
Oh, boy.
Look, Marnie.
What?
He loves Kepler.
Yeah.
You think Kepler would do it?
Zach loves Max Kepler.
Yeah, that's his favorite player.
You should, he's back, right?
Careful. Careful.
He's what now?
Easy girl.
He is a handsome man. Yeah.
Easy 100, girl.
Yes.
Who's that Minnesota Wild player that
is handsome? You are listening to the sound. Hey, Zach.
Yeah, here comes Max Kepler. Oh, wait, his uniform fell off.
My God, your rump is shanking.
Your rump is what?
It's shanking. My gosh. I had no idea that your rump could move like that.
Speaking of rump shaking, you guys see the controversy in the world of, was that the Panthers game? The Kodak Black thing?
Yeah, how about
that?
Yeah.
You see that?
I don't know what
you're talking about. Oh, yeah, you guys the video last night.
All right, so Marnie,
send me.
Marnie and Hockey and Parrish don't know what I'm talking about. There is a super viral video. Is he a rapper? Kodak Black is a rapper, correct?
Sure.
He's in the suite level, and the internet is debating whether or not him and his lady friend are dancing or fornicating.
Really? Oh, like Carolina video, Panthers really? Football game? During...
No, Florida Panthers.
Yeah. Oh, Florida hockey. Panthers hockey game.
I don't
game.
Think there's okay. a more qualified person in America to answer the question. What's his name again?
Kodak Black.
Is it spelled like Kodak?
K-O-D-A-K.
Oh, there's an... Okay. All right, that's good. All right.
Kodak Black. Go. Video's going viral.
Okay.
I mean, she...
Oh, that's what you tweeted last night. I was wondering why you tweeted this.
Couldn't see anything.
Well, yeah, sent it. Sent it. The effort.
So the world is debating whether she's kind of twerking in front of them or if it's an actual act.
No, he's getting it on.
Corey, there's another. There's another view next to the suite that's closer. But what I've been told is it's just there's not enough conclusive evidence to overturn the call that they're
and the call is getting
it on.
They
that they're
are,
getting it on.
Really?
Yeah, that's what everybody.
What is he claiming? Is he claiming they were?
You see, so this is true. He was wearing sunglasses, all okay. right, tinted glasses, right?
All right.
He thought he was so high that he thought the suite was surrounded by tinted glass.
People couldn't see in.
But what he didn't realize is he was wearing sunglasses.
That's high.
That might be his excuse, but what's hers? She just didn't care?
She's with Kodak Black.
Right, I get that now.
And
so
she doesn't
now
care.
All of you have seen the video? Paris, what's your take?
I've
yeah, that's
it.
Sex.
That you think that's they're actually getting it
100%.
On? Hawk?
I believe there is a possibility that she's pregnant.
Okay, we're getting another. Oh, this is a new view.
Barnes, have you seen it or not? Your thoughts?
Yes, I just thought on Zach.
Which one did you guess?
Close.
Dancing or fornicating?
Could it be both?
Could it
I mean,
be
yeah,
both?
It could be both.
I guess, yeah.
Because sometimes I like to do the...
That...
Careful, Hockey. Careful.
Hold on.
Careful.
I get a... Hold on. Hold on.
I mean, that is that's it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's a show Hawk that it, angle.
Is that from inside the suite?
Yeah.
That's private.
So somebody who's with.
Twerking.
So if they're.
That looks like twerking.
If they got to be dancing because somebody like inside dancing. The suite is not going to record.
There was only
that.
One person that was security. I like to do the Charleston while I get it on.
Well, yeah, that's how it shows how long it's been since you've gotten it
that's
on.
What I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I get it.
The last time.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my daughter.
Hello.
Yeah, over the weekend, it was Angie's birthday. And, you know, a little sexy time. And I walked into the room and I was like, hello, capoe, la catera, macarena.
She
didn't care for that.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst Spanish I've ever heard.
I don't know what that was. That got Hockey to pee.
I have
his
not
pants.
Seen Hawk laugh this in a long time.
The hand gestures.
Do you know the moves of the Macarena? Do you
not
know?
Not really. I mean, it's like
well, Angie does.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's actually behind the head.
It's actually his finishing move.
Oh my God.
And my
fuck, and then he walks out.
Oh, man.
I don't know. The again, the internet's torn. Everybody is debating. But this is like the blue dress. What was it? Like blue dress, gold dress kind of garbage from years ago. Yeah,
right. You know, he's wearing sweatpants.
It's hard to tell if they're half down or not, though, too. Again, the angle, because she's blocking the view.
Down, but the booth next door is the executive... The Panthers executive. So the owner.
Yeah, but he
the
doesn't GM, care about that.
They're all just looking over at this thing going on.
Was it intermission or was the game going on?
God, this song wails.
Does it?
Yeah. It does.
Actually, this would be a good getting busy tune.
Get back to me. Let me know.
Yeah. It's just they're scoring.
When was the last time a Minneapolis stadium played this at a game? Would the crowd care?
Oh, they're afraid you might ask to see if you could smoke in the stadium. We're going to get it Friday. I'm going to get it done. We're doing the Macarena.
It's Angie's birthday.
Would the crowd get into it? I wonder if they would still care. I mean, we still do the wave in this town.
We're going to find out. Steve Rudolph.
Corey needs to
make it happen.
Yeah, Corey's never heard this part.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and do the mockery.
Is this your first dance, Corey?
No, he's danced before. Just doesn't look like it.
This song grew.
We should rock
bang song. Yeah.
Buzz pedal.
Does your guy do it?
I don't know.
I think he does.
I don't know. I'm on the fence. I can't tell if Kodak Black is doing it or not. I can't tell. Sauce, which way are you voting?
I think they're fornicating.
Oh, you do?
I've seen a lot of adult films in my day. They're fornicating.
Okay.
The thing is, all he's got to do is have the zipper down. And she's clearly...
Is that how it works?
There's access.
I don't think we need... Yeah, I don't
explain
know.
More. Yeah, please explain.
You know what? Let's talk about it during the break. We got to go to break.
The expert, Mark Rosen, joins next.
For football.
All right, everybody. Gather around.
That's right. It's the Power Trip Morning Show.
What kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate. Chocolate,
candy, gumdrops, Rosie, I looked it up to make sure I was right, and I was.
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah. So here's the story, in case you guys don't know. Sammy Davis Jr., who, what an interesting and horrifying and brilliant and terrible life. Sammy Davis Jr.
I got a story about him, too.
Do you really?
Did he die?
Get to it.
Oh, he's been gone for a long time.
Did he die?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Jeez, Rosie.
Wow, no, Rosie.
Whoa. Sammy Davis nearly died in an automobile accident.
Yeah.
He was in Sacramento, California, coming home from Las Vegas to Los Angeles.
Lucky.
A woman backed up into his lane. Davis went face first into the bullet-shaped horn button on his Cadillac.
Mm.
And that...
That's the way they designed the car.
Yeah, for some reason.
Bullet-shaped horn?
Yeah, it was like, imagine a cone.
Yeah.
That had a pointy end.
Just to look cool.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah, so no airbag, just spikes on your steering wheel.
Oh, dashboards didn't have any padding, so same type of thing.
Yeah,
it cracked my head on those a couple times.
Rosie!
Yeah.
You can tell.
I know.
Rosie left.
At times, you're right. Yeah.
Rosie, I love
you. I was 18 years old, and Sammy Davis Jr. was performing at what is now the Minneapolis Convention Center. It was the Minneapolis Auditorium, right?
Right.
It was a very, very snowy night in the Twin Cities, and most people didn't show up. And I think he ended up with a crowd of about 3,000 there, maybe. And I remember him getting in front of the microphone and going, look, I feel bad for those people that didn't come here tonight because they're going to miss the best show of their lives, right? And he put on a show like the place was 50,000 people.
No kidding.
So here's this 18-year-old kid, me. Going meat sauce in the bit, going, you know, I have an ID, a WCCO TV ID, which I just got from the people here. I'm going to see if I can go backstage and meet him. And I go back where the wrestlers used to hang out, right by the auditorium where they have the big matches. And I said, hey, excuse me, I have a, I'd like to meet Mr. Davis, please. He looks at my ID and goes, okay.
Wow.
And wow. Sammy comes out, and I go, all I did was shake his hand. Of course, it was long before cell phones. And said, Mr. Davis, I just want to let you know on behalf of the some BS line.
Yeah, we had to make some up now.
I gotta say something.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Minneapolis. That was one hell of a show, and I'm glad I was here for it. And I
gotta do it.
Yeah, exactly. What have I got to lose? I was 18 and I had an ID on me.
Do you remember what struck you about him, seeing him in person? Like, he was smaller, bigger.
He was a hobbit.
He was really small.
No, he was, but very charismatic. Even the moment I met him, I mean, he on stage that night. Obviously, I got a chance to see him in person, but he was one of those dynamic entertainers that, I mean, go back and read his history. Just did it all, and many times with the racist feeling of having to go, perform and over here in the back doors and staying at different hotels, and Frank Sinatra protected him tremendously. I mean, he said, "Look, you take care of my guy, or I'm not performing. He's staying in the same hotel. Mm. He's eating at the same restaurants. He's doing everything I'm doing. Or old Blue Eyes ain't performing tonight."
I looked it up because I've been reading about this for the longest time, but there is a biopic in development right now based on the book written by his daughter.
Really?
Yeah. So, I hope they get that done.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right. Anyway.
A story, Mark.
Thank you. I try to wrap it up. And
that's really cool. You got to meet Sammy Davis Jr.
I did.
That's
pretty
cool, man. Look at you.
Look at my ID. It was kind of... Wow. Look at my guy. High school grad.
On behalf of the entire Twin Cities.
I did.
Thank you for that, because I felt that way.
You know something funny, too? I'm like the Frank Sinatra of the power trip.
How's that?
He's been married 4 times.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Yep.
He's a handsome man.
Who, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what people think that Ronan Farrow, right?
1,000%.
Yeah, it's not Woody Allen.
1,000%.
Does he look like Woody Allen?
He's not Woody Allen's child. He's Frank.
He talks like him.
He's married to Mia Farrow.
Yeah, he looks like him. He talks like him. He's got the same mannerisms.
He 100% is Frank Sinatra's son.
Yes. What happened?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, that's what happened.
Speaking of sons.
Yeah.
Vikings news.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's time for Vikings news. Well played, Power
Trip. Very nice.
Presented by Redco, your truck accessories pro.
You know, the word nepotism has been thrown around the Minnesota Vikings the last couple of years with Adam Zimmer and Clint Kubiak, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a word that I've thrown around a lot on FanLine.
Like a fastball.
Kubiak, formerly now kind of the Minnesota Vikings, has he officially been fired?
No, he's gone. I mean, he'll be gone.
Apparently not, but because the Carolina Panthers are going to interview Clint Kubiak for the offensive coordinator position. So Matt Rhule potentially takes Clint Kubiak on his OC. He's going to at least interview.
Matt Rhule, the fact that he has survived not making the playoffs all these years. I mean, I think he's the lone soldier sauce in those that group of teams that from I don't know what year to what year.
What is he, 2 years in?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, if Kubiak could go there and just blow up and be offensive coordinator of the year.
Probably will.
Carolina's offense will just be dynamic.
He won't be coaching out of fear.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
No. I don't know, Marnie, you decide. Can you ask
a question? Yeah, Marnie, you decide.
Was that the question?
Thanks, Marnie. Nice. No, I have a question on top of that question.
You dumb son of a bitch!
Whoa, Rosie.
Rosie, why did you press that?
What's your question?
Hello.
Hey, Randy Quaid. Do you guys not worry? No one in this room is worried because we have other things to worry about, right? But is it weird that every other team is having, like, interviews and all this, and the Adam Schefters of the world aren't tweeting that the Vikings have, you know, asked to interview this guy or that guy?
Well, I heard that we did. Doug Peterson.
Well,
I don't think they have interviewed
him. Good question.
Yet. Thanks, Max.
Start over and speak differently.
I think Mark Wolf kind of laid that out the other day. You know, they're obviously going as fast as they possibly can, but they're being deliberate. And I think the Vikings have a pretty attractive job, and there's plenty of people out there. And I'm sure they designated, and there's probably back channels that they talk to people and say, look, if we're going to give you a call in a week or less or whatever it might be to come in for an interview. For the GM standpoint, the coaching standpoint, people start panicking about it, but I don't think there's any reason to right now. I
mean, the NFL's in the playoffs.
Yeah exactly. Absolutely.
Good point.
So, you know, it'll happen in a few weeks, if not sooner.
Wrong.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Marty, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't like the whole, you know, coaches getting fired, and I figured it was coming. It's just, it's
Corey
a little,
loves it.
It's uncomfortable.
It's drama. I love the drama.
I feel like it was time to see what else is out there and what can.
I agree.
Thanks, Tom.
Fresh take.
Yeah.
Was it who talked about a culture of fear and that was
Eric Kendricks.
Eric Kendricks. Yeah. And did he ever expand on that sort of cryptic quote?
I don't think he did, Marnie.
Not at all.
It was just for us to read into.
Well, yeah, I heard the interview we talked about with Common yesterday, and I don't remember him going, well, this, and this. I think a lot of it had to do with maybe he was the one who said it, other people said it, that rookies would pass in the hallway, and Zimmer wouldn't exactly even acknowledge him or kind of sort of say, hey, not just how's your day going. He's just not that type of a personality. Again, it's old school. Bud Grant wasn't.
There's a middle ground between
absolutely
being overly nice and warm and welcoming and being a total.
Yeah, not gauging the temperature in the room. And Grant was as good as anyone with practical jokes with his players, with his coaches, everyone, both in the giving end most of the time and the receiving end as well. Whoa. Zimmer never struck me as being that kind of a guy. What? What did I just say? Did they say something to you?
It was pretty offensive.
Just making fun of you.
I was?
No, you're fine. You did great.
The hottest of all hot takes I've heard this week, and I've heard a couple people say,
is
with the GM spot open and the head coaching spot open, the Wilfs have to get this right.
That's a hot take.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you should try to hire well?
Shocker, eh?
It's a new take.
No, I was hired somewhere.
Yeah, I guess. Because if they don't, if they get the GM or the coach wrong,
they'll have to fire him again. Huh?
Oh no, we might not win a Super Bowl again. I mean,
I know you're right. It's just so silly to say that.
They say that every time too. Like, you know, when you draft a quarterback, they have to get this right. Right. Otherwise, we have to go through it again in 3 years. Which is the same thing with the coach. If they get the coach wrong, then whatever. They have to get it right.
Quick follow up to Sauce's question. Then, if the coach and GM were just fired on Monday. It is not even 8 a.m. yet on Wednesday. Right. Do you feel like we're behind because we're not interviewing and it hasn't even been 48 hours?
Well, stop listening. No, he's singing Neil Diamond.
I'm listening, Krabby. Albert
hey,
Breer.
I'm not the one who didn't invite you to the meeting.
You left.
Albert, it was 9:04.
Albert Breer, who's I think writes for SI, as you just said that, has tweeted that the Giants are kicking off their GM meetings today. What that means? Who cares? But the point is we've seen nothing about the Vikings doing that.
That doesn't mean they're not doing it.
Correct, right. But maybe they already have somebody in mind. I'm just saying.
Well, they're just trying to get this one right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get it right.
Oh, I forgot. Remember that press conference?
That's all right, because we got all night.
Great song. Right, Hogs?
So good.
Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Here we go again, Hogs.
Rosie, you should be the GM.
I really should.
Ooh, I love my Rosie's Chives.
Wow,
you feeling sore today at all, Rose?
Yesterday I went to the chiropractor.
Oh, did you?
And it was just more maintenance. I wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Good.
Little biofreeze. I'm ready to roll again.
Biofreeze?
Yeah.
Cryotherapy?
It's just, no. It's just it's like a roll on. You just roll it on the back or wherever your sore is. And
you can use cultivated CBD.
The same type of thing.
Have you ever done cryotherapy?
I have not.
Have you ever done a parachute?
How
was it, Mark?
You like it?
Yeah. Casey Kasem did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Casey
Ted
did
Williams
it.
Did it. Ted. Right.
Oh, boy.
I didn't get that cryotherapy done.
I don't know.
Mr. Biggles worked
it. A little less permanent.
Oh, okay.
Let's get a break and continue this joy.
Yes.
After the break.